Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. All five Mississippi deputy sheriffs accused of beating and sexually assaulting two black men before shooting one of them in the mouth have been fired. Michael Corey Jenkins and his friend Eddie Terrell Parker say on the night of January 24th, deputies from the Rankin County Sheriff's Department burst into a home without a warrant. Jenkins and Parker say the deputies beat them, assaulted them with a sex toy, and stunned them with tasers repeatedly over roughly 90 minutes. Rankin County Sheriff Brian Bailey says the deputies involved have been fired, but he did not name them. The January 24th incident led the Justice Department to open civil rights investigations into the Rankin County Sheriff's Department. The search for a new Speaker of the House does not appear to be any clearer than it was before a week-long process. The Canadian wildfires are causing the worst air in the U.S. cities like Chicago and Detroit. The drifting smoke from the ongoing wildfires across Canada is creating curtains of haze and raising air quality concerns throughout the Great Lakes. The Environmental Protection Agency's airnow.gov site showed parts of Illinois, lower Michigan, and southern Wisconsin had the worst air quality in the United States on Tuesday. And Chicago, Detroit, and Milwaukee had air quality categorized as very unhealthy. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than $200 billion may have been stolen from two large COVID-19 relief initiatives. That's according to new estimates from a federal watchdog investigating federally funded programs designed to help small businesses survive the worst public health crisis in more than 100 years. The numbers issued Tuesday by the U.S. Small Business Administration Inspector General are much greater than previous projections issued by that very same office. They underscore how vulnerable the Paycheck Protection and COVID-19 Economic Injury Disaster Loan programs were to fraudsters, particularly during the early stages of the pandemic. Now, the Small Business Administration disputed the new figures, saying that the report contains serious flaws that significantly overestimate. The rivalry between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former U.S. President Donald Trump deepened on Tuesday as the two leading Republican White House candidates staged dueling events in the critical early voting state of New Hampshire. Addressing a town hall in Hollis, DeSantis vowed to fulfill a broken Trump promise and complete a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border while pledging to tear down Washington's traditional power centers, in ways Trump fell short. Speaking later at a Republican women's luncheon in Concord, Trump countered that DeSantis was being forced to settle for a second place in the primary and accused the governor of supporting cuts to Social Security and Medicaid. A Senate committee's report says the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security downplayed or ignored a massive amount of intelligence information before the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee report released Tuesday says that the agencies failed to warn of violence, as some of them released Tuesday. President Donald Trump's supporters planned the siege openly online. The report goes on to say that the intelligence community has not entirely recalibrated to focus on the threats of domestic rather than international terrorism. As government intelligence leaders could not conceive the Capitol would be overrun. The FBI and Homeland Security say that they have implemented new changes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.